Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who Is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 12 boys rescued from flooded caves in northern Thailand made the two-finger victory sign in their hospital beds today. Major Clark Hodges was on that rescue team. He joined the Today Show to talk about a rescue of this magnitude.
So as we look at missions like this, we put them out on a risk matrix. And this one, due to the extreme physical hazards, due to the fatigue hazards, due to the factors of if any equipment breaks down, that's life-saving equipment, and it could have catastrophic results if that equipment doesn't hold up. When you look at that on a risk matrix, it comes out as being extremely high risk level. And when you look at historically anyone ever doing this, there's no precedent that's been set. We looked at this and we thought this has a very low probability of success. And I felt like I was being optimistic when I told the governor of Chiang Rai when he asked that, in my mind, the potential chance of success was anywhere from 60 to 70%. We were fully expecting casualties. The multinational effort, though, actually absolutely knocked it out of the park. Everybody came together on this, and if there wasn't teamwork coming from every single direction, then this would not have been a success.
So far, so good regarding the boys' health. Now, they will have to be in the hospital for 7 days and then rest at home for another 30 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult Politico national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who Is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 12 boys rescued from flooded caves in northern Thailand made the two-finger victory sign in their hospital beds today. Major Clark Hodges was on that rescue team. He joined the Today Show to talk about a rescue of this magnitude.
So as we look at missions like this, we put them out on a risk matrix. And this one, due to the extreme physical hazards, due to the fatigue hazards, due to the factors of if any equipment breaks down, that's life-saving equipment, and it could have catastrophic results if that equipment doesn't hold up. When you look at that on our risk matrix, it comes out as being extremely high risk level. And when you look at historically anyone ever doing this, there's no precedent that's been set. We looked at this and we thought this has a very low probability of success. And I felt like I was being optimistic when I told the governor of Chiang Rai when he asked that, in my mind, the potential chance of success was anywhere from 60 to 70%. We were fully expecting casualties. The multinational effort, though, actually absolutely knocked it out of the park. Everybody came together on this, and if there wasn't teamwork coming from every single direction, then this would not have been a success.
So far, so good regarding the boys' health. Now, they will have to be in the hospital for 7 days and then rest at home for another 30 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 12 boys rescued from flooded caves in northern Thailand made the two-finger victory sign in their hospital beds today. Major Clark Hodges was on that rescue team. He joined the Today Show to talk about a rescue of this magnitude.
So as we look at missions like this, we put them out on a risk matrix, and this one, due to the extreme physical hazards, due to the fatigue hazards, due to the factors of if any equipment breaks down, that's life-saving equipment, and it could have catastrophic results if that equipment doesn't hold up. When you look at that on our risk matrix, it comes out as being extremely high risk level. And when you look at historically anyone ever doing this, there's no precedent that's been set. We looked at this and we thought this has a very low probability of success. And I felt like I was being optimistic when I told the governor of Chiang Rai, when he asked, that in my mind the potential chance of success was anywhere from 60 to 70%. We were fully expecting casualties. The multinational effort, though, actually absolutely knocked it out of the park. Everybody came together on this, and if there wasn't teamwork coming from every single direction, then this would not have been a success.
So far, so good regarding the boys' health. Now, they will have to be in the hospital for 7 days and then rest at home for another 30 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of Independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin gets pranked. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The one-time Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin upset that she got tricked into an interview with a disguised comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat fame, among other things. The British comedian apparently disguised himself this time as a disabled veteran to interview Palin for an upcoming TV show that is in fact going to be airing on Showtime. But Palin says she flew from Alaska to Washington, D.C. for what was pitched to her as an interview for a legitimate historical documentary. Palin called Cohen's humor sick, evil, and exploitive. She also is calling on Cohen to donate proceeds from the show Who is America to veterans charities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion happened just north of Madison, Wisconsin yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 12 boys rescued from flooded caves in northern Thailand made the two-finger victory sign in their hockey today. Major Clark Hodges was on that rescue team.
And good afternoon, folks, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. We're starting a little bit late today, but luckily I have in studio to rescue me out of this mess, Connor, who's going to be with me for the balance of the summer, I hope, unless the weather's too nice.
No, I'm planning on it.
Okay, great. And we're going to do good things this summer on Modern Design. You know, it's kind of funny. On Wednesdays, we do two things. Connor's with me. At 2 o'clock, we do Design for the Times. And at 4 o'clock, we go down to Princeton Community Television, and we shoot Design for the Times. And sometimes when I do them, I get the names confused. Like right now. Like I just did now. So Modern Design, our radio show, 2 to 3, and our television show, 4 o'clock, is Design for the Times. So if I interact and I say them a little bit off, you'll know why. All right, so Connor, I'm going to defer to you to see what the weather's about. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Give me one second. I'll pull it up.
Okay. And all right. The National Weather Service is telling Connor that it's currently?
It is currently 86 degrees. It's pretty nice out. We have a high of 85 today and a low of 60 degrees tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be 84 with a low of 61. And it's going to be sunny all the way through Saturday, up until Saturday night when there's a chance of thunderstorms, with a high of 87 and a low of 67.
Okay, so kind of a mixed bag, but not that bad, right?
Yeah, no, we're pretty good for the next few days.
That sounds great. Pool weather for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about our topic today actually happens to be best paint colors. I got a little bit of correspondence from people in the past couple of days on my social media, and they said, tell us more about the best paint colors. I think people are interested in paint colors, what's in and what's trending. And I think we talked a lot about color on the show, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
But I think people more than ever are looking for inspiration with paint. And I brought with me, I don't know if you can see here, tons and tons of my favorite paint colors. I don't know if they're registering, but paint colors. So get a pencil ready and write them down. I'm going to give you the colors, the finishes, and the numbers. Today's topic is all about paint and Rich's picks for the best paint colors. I think we're going to go to some commercials, and we'll be back with much more of Modern Design right here on WHCR DB in Flemington.
You're listening to WHCR DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, a home stager, and a contractor these days, working on tons of projects, kitchens, bathrooms, additions, color consultations, commercials. I'm working on two restaurants right now. So a lot going on. And, you know, continually I'm on social media trying to get, what are you looking for? What's interesting to people? What do they want? And I get the question all the time. As many shows as we do on color, Connor, people are always hungry for some of the best paint colors. So I say with this show, get a pad and paper and write them down. So I'm going to start, as I often do, with the outside of the house, color trends, and what I like to use for colors. And I want to talk about the facade of the house, the outside of the house. Well, of course, as we know, grays and grayages are not going away. They're more popular than ever, and I love a good gray house or a gray house that has a little bit of brown in the gray. I think it's nice. I think it can change the accents a little bit. So some of my picks for best outside paint color are going to start with Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter. No secret. We've talked about it on the show before. It's terrific because it's a nice color, but it's really a neutral. It can read beige. It can read greenish. It can read a gray or a grayish. It has a lot of, it covers a lot of areas. So I actually think what I might do is I might pass these to Connor so that you can see them up close, but I want to talk about them first. So a Revere Pewter HC Historic Color 172 by Benjamin Moore is Rich's pick for best outside paint color. A close second, which is a little lighter, is also a Benjamin Moore paint color, and that's HC 173, and that's called Edgecomb Gray. These are grayages. They are, in fact, a combination of gray and beige together and really work well with outside, with a light environment, a dark environment, and can work well as a paint color body. So let's see if this works, because I notice I'm not getting close enough on camera, if you can sort of hold those two up to the camera. The third color on the chip is called Lancaster Whitewash, and I don't like to use that one for outside because it picks up a little bit of green and it distorts the gray image that I'm trying to create for the space. So once again, for outside, we're talking about my picks, and that is HC 172 Revere Pewter, Benjamin Moore color, and HC 173, and that is Edgecomb Gray, both Benjamin Moore colors. Let's talk about shutters. Shutters are pretty important to me. They're sort of the jewels of a home, and I really like to work with a dark neutral for my shutters. So I often do either like a rich dark slate color, and Benjamin Moore's PM8, and that is called charcoal slate, which is a dark gray and works well with lighter grays as a balance, or the classic black. If it were my own home, I would always do classic black as my shutter color, and that's PM or pre-mixed 9. For the shutter color on your house. And those are my picks for best shutter color. You know, I was working on a house the other day in Maplewood. Take a look at that, the slate and the black. All right, that's good. I was working on a house the other day, and when I went to the end of the block, I saw something that we talked about, I think, on the show 2 weeks ago, and that is pop colors, how important pop colors have become as a new way of updating your house. And I see it more and more people are catching on, and I'm seeing the pop colors. Well, we talked about gray or black as a shutter color because how terrible would a pop color look as a trim color? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I went down to the end of the street where I was working, and the house on the corner was a really nice gray house, just like we talked about, with white trim. It had a pop of caution yellow at the front door, and then yellow shutters all around the house that were like school bus yellow. It looked terrible. So keep in mind, a pop is just that. Just a little bit. A little bit goes a long way. We want our shutters to be a dark neutral, darker than the base of the house. And of course, we want all the trim on our house to be white. Nice, crisp Benjamin Moore Super White, which doesn't have a number. Super White semi-gloss trim with a Revere pewter and Edgecombe gray, black shutters, and a pop at the front door. So now I brought some different pops that I haven't talked about before, and I really worked on it this week because I hadn't found a really nice apple green. Apple green is one of my favorite pop colors. I love gray and green together, just a really pretty combination. And if you go come up to visit me at Maven Hill Home at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, you'll notice that my first of my four rooms, the color combination is gray and citrus green. It's really kind of nice and captures people's thoughts. So here's a couple of, now this is going to be a little shocking, they're front door colors, but don't forget you have a gray and a black house. One of my first colors that I really, really love is called grape green. It's a very shocking sort of a yellowy green kind of a color to the far right. And it's it pops, it's fun, and it works very well the gray that we've chosen. If you're a little bit afraid of that, the second one on the chip is also very, very pretty, and that's called hibiscus. So the grape green color is 202740, Benjamin Moore's 202740 grape green, and the second one, which is hibiscus, which is 202750. So sounds like I'm doing bingo cards. 202740 or 202750. Go to your local Benjamin Moore dealer and look at these colors yourself. You can order chips that are bigger in size if you're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Or you also can order a quart and just throw some on the door and see if you like it. So I'm going to pass this over to you, Connor. I want you, before you put it up, I want to get your opinion if you would ever use those two colors on a front door, just the door. Now, if you say no, you're not hurting my feelings. I'm just curious.
I'm not sure if I would want to do the... Granted, I'm still kind of coming around to the whole pop color on the front door, especially yellows. We've talked about how...
Well, that's really a green. I know there's yellow in it. It's a green.
But I think they're really pretty colors. I think I might do it, but it would definitely be a risk for me where I'm like, all right, I don't know if I want it, but we'll
now,
see.
Now, of those two, which one do you like better? The first one, the green grape, or the hibiscus?
I actually like the grape green better, which is weird because it's more...
it's more shocking.
Yeah, it's more saturated, and I like... Based on what I'm saying, I wouldn't think that I would like the more saturated one.
I would have bet like $50 that you would have said that you would pick hibiscus because it's a little bit softer.
No, but I think grape green is a prettier color. Yeah. They're both very nice. Yeah. And I'll hold it up now.
Okay, so if you could hold them up. So you have Benjamin Moore's grape green and the second choice is hibiscus. Both are beautiful and sort of a fresh way to brighten up your home. So you can go ahead and put those down. On that same tone combination, with a little bit of a tint, there are two other colors that I put up that are a little bit more shocking, actually. And that is Benjamin Moore's apple green, which is very intense but looks really good with gray. And that's 202640, which is apple green. Or the lighter version of it is called fresh cut grass. And I actually got to paint a house, a dark gray, a Kendall charcoal, a dark gray, and then we made the door fresh cut grass. That color I've used on a house, and it is really pretty. And that's 202650. So the darker version is apple green, 202640, and the lighter version is fresh cut grass, 202650. So I'm going to pass this over to you. Judgment call. What do you think of these two?
Now, I like these a lot better.
Okay, so you know why? Mm-hmm. Because these are more yellow, and these are less yellow. Mm-hmm. You just don't. You're not a yellow person. I'd never buy you a yellow sweater. Okay, so they're. What do you like better about these colors?
They look crisper, in my opinion.
Okay. There's more blue in them, which means that overall they're more green. Because it has less yellow in the dynamic.
Yeah, they look like stronger colors.
Stronger colors, right. Mm-hmm. And again, you want to use them just as a pop against a lot of gray. Mm-hmm. So of those two, you're going to put those up?
Yep.
Okay, great. Of those two colors, which one did you like better?
I think same as last time. I'm going with the more saturated one, the apple green.
You know what? I'm gonna disagree with you on that.
Okay.
I like the fresh cut grass. I don't know. Something about the fresh cut grass to me just... Not that it pops more. The darker one pops more. Mm-hmm. But it's such a pretty hue. I kind of like it better. I think it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do that. Okay. All right, so I think we're going to go to our first set of commercials.
Yep.
A lot more to talk about. Lots of color after these commercial messages.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, we are back with a couple little glitches there, some on my part, most on my part. Anyway, so our topic today happens to be the best paint color. This time I'm working off of the Benjamin Moore. We'll give equal time later in the year and do one that's all Sherwin-Williams. Probably have my rep Kendall here from Sherwin-Williams, and we'll do our best paint colors for there. But today we're dealing with the Benjamin Moore palette. And I would say it's a great time for you to be able to write your list down of Rich's picks for the best paint colors. Something that I wanted to say that I do quite often, probably about 5 to 6 of them every week, is paint color consultation. Now, if you go to my website, which is www.mavin, M-A-V-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs, with an S, .com, you'll see on the second page there's a coupon listing. And for $199 with that coupon, I will come to your house, go through every single room in your house, and I'll give you the best choice for ceiling, wall, and trim for paint. Now, I do have Maven Hill Painting. We can give you a quote for painting, but maybe you have your own deal, or maybe you're going to paint yourself. For $199, I'll come out and do all your color consultation for you. And sometimes that could just be transformative. To reach me at Maven Hill Designs, it's 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. So we did a little bit about outside, the grays and the grayges, and with white trim and pops at the front door. There are also other pops at the front door if you don't do a citrus green that I like, and there are a couple of nice teals that I think are nice colors to do at the front of the house. The teals aren't, I don't like super, super, super bright teals, but I'm going to give you a teal that I think looks very nice. I did it in Maplewood probably in the spring. It's less of a pop than the other two, the other colors I've shown, but it's called Jamestown Blue. That's HC148, and that's a blue pop on a gray, but not neon-ish. So I'm curious to see what you think of that. I sort of tried that. I thought maybe it's the first one there. It's a little softer, but it really actually brings a lot to the table. So tell me, of the chips there, which one do you like the best?
I really like Jamestown Blue.
Isn't it nice?
That is a really nice color.
It's still a pop, but it's not like an over-the-top pop, right?
Yeah, no, it's not bright. It's very muted, but also still saturated.
Yeah, but it's saturated at the same time. Mm-hmm. All right, so why don't you hold it up? That's Jamestown Blue, and it's a really pretty blue. It really works nice for the front door, also because there's a little bit of gray in that blue. So if you pair it with a Revere Pewter, the grays kind of work together in both, and it really looks nice. So that's a good choice for the blue. Of course, you could always do black as a front door color if you don't want to pop it. You know, be a little brave and try some stuff that might work for you. All right, let's transition now to the inside of the house. And I want to start with the trim and the ceilings. Of course, we say that we want the ceilings to be the same throughout the house, even if they're different heights. We want all the trim and all the trim and the ceilings to be cohesive. Now, what I like to do as a little bit of a trick is whatever color I paint the trim, I paint the ceilings. The difference is when we paint ceilings, our ceilings are what? They are, in fact, flat paint. You should be buying, anytime you paint a ceiling, you should be buying ceiling paint. Ceiling paint is specially designed for what they call the fifth wall, and that is the ceiling. And that is that they are as flat as possible. You don't have to worry about them being, to touch them or them being dusty at all, because you don't touch that surface. But what flat paint does is it hides shadows, it hides imperfections, it hides beams, it hides dimples. So you want to use a flat ceiling paint, and I'm suggesting Benjamin Moore Super White, but in a flat finish for the ceiling. The wall, the walls we're going to do in a matte finish, so they're flat looking, but they're washable. And then finally, on the trim, we're going to do the Super White, which is PM1, in a semi-gloss. So you want a crisp white. One of the reasons you want a crisp white is because a lot of the colors today are lighter than they used to be. I haven't done a burgundy color in 15 years. So we want our trim to be whiter so we can show contrast. So, Connor, I'm going to show you the three whites that are still popular. One is Super White, one is actually just white, and one is Decorator's White, which has sort of like a little bit of blue in it. So look at the whites. See if you could discern from those whites how different each one is. Yeah. What do you see when you see the Super White?
Super White, I mean, I guess that's what I would first imagine white actually is.
Right.
Because it's definitely like the purest white that's on this card.
Doesn't Super White look like white and white look like it's not white at all?
Yeah, no. Now white looks off-white.
Yeah, white looks like a little like grayish or bluish, would you say?
I want to say it looks almost a little bluish, but I'm not sure if that's just because it's next to the Decorator's White.
It looks a little bluish, right. And that's white. That's absolute white.
Yeah.
What do you think of Decorator's White?
Decorator's White is really pretty. It's definitely I'd say if anything, it's less of a white and more of a very, very, very soft blue.
Yeah, I really don't like it. So if you were to do trim in your house, what would you pick?
Well, I mean, we've talked about Super White for like the past, like since I've been here last year.
So when I first heard about Super White, I thought, oh, it's going to look like white out and it's just going to be ugly. It's not. It's still soft, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's just a cleaner, purer white. So if you can hold that up, that would be really, really good to do in the your spaces. So again, if we're doing the ceilings, we want to do the ceilings in flat, the flat version of the Super White. Ask for Super White ceiling paint. And then on the trim, we want to do the Super White, which is PM1, pre-mixed one, in the semi-gloss, and that's a good way to go. All right, now let's talk about some paint colors. I'm going to start with the greens, and then I'm going to go into the blues and the grays. So not as popular, but I just did my own dining room in these sort of soft, light sort of... I'd say there's sort of a combination between yellow and green. These are from the Historic series, and they're subtle, but they really are nice, and they pair with gray. If you have two sort of wonderful upholstered sofas in gray and you have a pale green on the walls, that's a really sharp look. So in my own home, in my living room, which is probably my biggest room downstairs in my house, I have a color called HC1, and that is Castleton Mist. And Castleton Mist is sort of like a pale, pale green color. There is yellow in the green. But it's a color that I think is very nice. I've also done HC2, and that is Beacon Hill Damask. It's sort of a pale, sort of a green, but it does have a lot of yellow in it. And then HC3, the first three colors on Benjamin Moore's historic deck, HC3, and that is called Green Mount Silk. And these are soft, sort of yellowy greens. They pair really nice with whites and really nice with grays. And they're good. You can throw any pop color in with these. And I know you're going to hate these because you have a lot of yellow in them, but tell me what you think. And if you had to pick one of the three, which one would you pick?
I had to pick one of the three.
That means you hate them all because you said if I had to pick one.
No. That's I don't okay. hate them all. I'd probably go with HC3 because it almost looks...
exactly the opposite I thought what you were going to say.
Yeah, no.
That's
no,
the I've most yellow. That's the most yellow.
Yellow. But I think it almost becomes a beige because of how light
Blant,
it is.
Light, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like there's a lot you can work around with. It's definitely less of a pop color, though.
No, yeah,
than
it's not.
Than HC1.
Again, right. It's soft because mm-hmm. pop colors are really just for the door now. We want the inside to be sort of soft. Mm-hmm. So why don't you hold it up so I yep. can see the three. Dark to light. They are the first three colors on the historic palette, HC1, HC2, and HC3. All right. Something to look at. Very good. So let's go to, we're going to start out with greens, and then we're going to go to grays, and then finally blues. Let's take a look at a different type of green. So these greens have a lot of blue in them, and they're often colors I use in bathrooms. So these are also in the historic palette. And they are HC-139 is called Salisbury Green, HC-140 is Prescott Green, and HC-141 is Hollingsworth Green. So why don't you take a look at these, and then we'll put them up on the camera. Now, these have a completely different feel to it. Mm-hmm. What do you think of these as opposed to the yellow greens?
This is actually one of my favorite colors.
Tell me why. I'm sure. Yeah. Well, I know you like green.
Yeah.
Green is like cilantro. Either you like green or you hate it. Now, I love green and all the different shades of green. Not together. You have to pick one and stick with it. Tell me why you like these colors.
I feel like this is going more towards a seafoam green.
Okay.
And that is like my favorite color.
Oh, is it?
But I really like the Prescott green. It's just very... very rich, but also still very soft. And it's just a very pretty color. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. So why don't you hold them up for the camera and take a look at that.
Prescott Green is in the middle.
Okay. Very good. All right. So now I'm going to go to... They're actually classified things. Now I'm going to go to colors that are classified as blues, but there's tons of green in them. And these are probably the... Oh, were we at break already?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's take that, and I will be back with lots more in the show.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in? Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Designs with two locations. Our first location is in Maplewood, New Jersey, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, in the beautiful Maplewood Village. It's an old historic village, a couple of blocks long, with the best restaurants, wonderful shops and stores that are all original shops and stores right at the train tracks. And give us your business. Come out and take a visit. There's a lot of things, outdoor cafes. It's really beautiful. I'm very close to Manhattan. 20 minutes, get on the train, and you're in the city. Connor, I was just looking during our commercial break, and you said you love the color seafoam. I want to show you what Benjamin Moore seafoam actually looks like. I think you're going to be surprised.
That is surprising.
Right?
It's very, it's a lot lighter than I take it.
When you go through colors, you may have a vision of in your head of what something looks like, but you have to really, before you buy it, you have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like to you?
It looks like a baby blue almost, but like a lot lighter.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's not a nice color.
No, it's not. So why don't you hold it up and show the actual what seafoam looks like.
Green on top.
It just doesn't look like much, right? It just looks kind of bland. Not one of my favorite colors. But I will show you some colors that probably look to you that more like their seafoam colors. And see if you like some of them. So, you know what? I'm going to do these together. So, one of my favorite... where is it here, if I can find it? One of my favorite colors on the spectrum for bathrooms is in the range that I'm about to show you. These are sort of really sort of like blue-green spa-like colors that are just, of course, I'm out of sequence here, that are just amazing for the home. So one of the first ones that I like on the... let's see if I can find the chip here. Here we go. Okay, are sort of really soft blue-green colors that I use all the time. Now, you don't hear about them a lot, but they're really, really sort of pretty. And number one on my list is called Aegean Teal. This is really a true teal color, but there's some gray in it. And that's 213640, 213640. The next one is called Colorado Gray, which in fact isn't gray at all. It's a really nice teal. And that's 213650. And then probably the one I use the most in bathrooms these days is called Harbor Haze. And Harbor Haze is 213660. So that is 213640, 213650, and 213660 in the Benjamin Moore color chart. Harbor Haze happens to be my favorite. I'm going to pass these over to Connor and tell me what you think about those colors. What do you think of those colors?
I mean, I could see why. They're all really pretty.
Aren't they beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though they're blue, don't they, you think that you see a lot of green in them as well?
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of green and a hint of gray. I mean, Colorado gray.
Right.
Makes sense why they would have some gray in it.
Right, but you would never say it's a gray color.
No, no, these are definitely blues.
Now, of those colors, which one do you like the best?
I'd say either Whispering Spring or Harbor Haze. I'm really liking the lighter colors.
Yeah.
I think that at the end, what is that, Aegean Teal?
Right.
Is like a little too dark?
Yeah, I think it's slightly too dark.
Mm-hmm.
The Harbor Haze, when you see it in person, if you do a bathroom in all white surfaces and then you do that Harbor Haze, it's really beautiful together.
Yeah, hold that up.
Yeah. So that's you don't hear about those colors a lot. Certain colors are buzz colors, like the grays that I talk about all the time and the navies I talk about all the time. But these colors you don't hear about a lot, but it's a really pretty and unique color. And you'll find if you do a color that's kind of special and people see your house, they'll be like, what color is that, you know? Never tell them what the color actually is because then they will copy you. 20 years ago, or maybe it was more than, probably about 20 years ago, I found this color, this really rich burgundy called, it's called Raisin Tort. That's what it was called. Mm-hmm. It was a really rich, dark, winey purpley burgundy, and it was very rich against gold, which was very hot at the time. And I did it, and I had a dinner party. Every woman at the dinner party asked me, what color is that? Well, my sister then wound up having that color, and about three or four other people left, and then they had the same color dining room. So if you get a color you like, say, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Definitely make it yours and make it a little bit special. So I think that the my favorite would have to be Rich's Picks. Would definitely be in that blue-green range. That would be Harbor Haze, which once again is 213660. I know we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm not going to be able to go through all of these. I'm going to talk a little bit about Navy, and then I'm going to finally finish up with Interior Grays because I think we're going to run out of time before we run out of paint chips. I love Navy dining rooms. I think Navy on a headboard wall is also wonderful and can be really, really good. So my three favorite, I'd say my two favorite would be the Van Dusen Blue, which is a really nice light version of Navy, which is HC Historic Color 156. Newburyport Blue, which is my own dining room color, which is HC 155. Or Hail Navy, which is HC 154. I have used Hail Navy on shutters outside. I think inside it's way too dark. It can almost read black. So I'm going to pass it along to you and look at the navies. You know, we both love navy. I have a navy jacket on today, and you have a navy shirt on today. Mm-hmm. So take a look at the navies and tell me which one you think you like the best.
Either Van Dusen Blue or Newburyport Blue, right. I'd say. Yeah,
the Hail Navy, which is actually a color with navy in it. Too dark, right?
Yeah, no, that I would agree. That does look more like a black or like a charcoal.
Right. It looks like it would read, it does read black on the wall. So I like Newburyport or Van Dusen Blue. So why don't you hold those up?
Yep.
So I think we have about 2 minutes left in our segment. So I want to go to my favorite interior grays, which are kind of important, and I'll go through them. And we'll finish up today. Of course, this is not the last episode we'll ever do about color, and we'll get to some other things. All right, so I'm going to talk about interior grays, and there's a range of three that I like for interior grays. I'm going to do sort of, I'll do one that's a grayish, one that's a light gray, and one that's a dark gray. So the first one is Winter Gates, which is AC30, San Antonio Gray, HC29, and Smoke Embers, which is one I really like. And that's AC28, AC28, which is America Colors, AC29, and AC30. Why don't we take a look at that, see what you think. What do you think of that first one, Smoke Embers? Isn't that a nice gray? It's not
that
a light
really nice,
gray.
Yeah.
It's a medium gray, and there's brown in it. What do you think of that?
I really like the touch of brown.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
No,
it brings
really
a richness to the gray.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you hold that up? Sharp color. Then if you want sort of a neutral mid-tone gray, there's three that I love. Two on the chip that I really love, and they are Coventry Gray, which is HC, Historic Color, 169, and HC 170, Stonington Gray. So Coventry Gray and Stonington Gray. Let's take a look at that. Now, see, these don't have brown in them. These are true neutral grays. And really good, easy to go with everything. And finally, if you're going to do a dark color on the inside of your home, maybe just half the walls in a dining room or maybe a powder room, I love Chelsea Gray, which is HC 168. We'll put that up. And that's our final sort of a dark charcoal, good as an accent color, maybe in a powder room, maybe above a chair rail with white. And that sort of concludes our color guide today for my picks for best colors to paint your house. A lot of shows coming up, a lot of different guests coming up. Stay tuned with us throughout the summer for new episodes of Modern Design. Have a good day, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump took part in the traditional family photo today with other NATO leaders
There's been a lot of people critical of President Trump's comments overseas to our European allies. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says, though, the president is saying what needs to be said.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page's attorney said they are working quickly to arrange a new time for Lisa Page to testify on Capitol Hill after Page defied a GOP subpoena today for her to appear. The attorney also pushed back on the claims that Page is unwilling to cooperate with the order after she missed the House Judiciary Committee's subpoena deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460, basically.